Fay Dean Floyd was born on March 1, 1935 to Willard Floyd and Winnie Dalton Floyd near Somerset, Kentucky. Fay grew up with humble beginnings. She and her brother Clifford Floyd grew up in a small home with a dirt floor located on a bluff above what is now Lake Cumberland. Her early years consisted of attending a one-room schoolhouse, daily household chores, and working in the family garden. As a teen, she spent time with girlfriends and cousins and went to town, saw movies, and of course met boys. One boy in particular that caught her fancy was Charles Glenn Godby. He was a World War II military combat veteran and worked as a machinist at Cincinnati Millicron. Fay and Glenn were married on December the 31st, 1953, and she moved to Cincinnati to start her new life. After 8 years of wedded bliss, Fay and Glenn decided to adopt Roger Dale Godby. He was born on July 30, 1961, and became a permanent part of their family on September the 20th, 1961. After 17 years of marriage, Glenn Godby passed away on July the 26th, 1971, after a long battle with kidney disease, leaving Fay, in her words, an uneducated, unskilled hillbilly to support herself and her 9-year-old son. She took part-time jobs as a waitress, cleaned houses, and did whatever else she could to earn a living. She finally landed at the Forest Hills School District in their kitchen, first as a casual on-call employee, then part-time, and finally full-time as the head cook. If anyone knew anything about Fay, they know that she was a fantastic cook. After many years on what I'm sure was an insanely tight budget, the house had fallen into a state of disrepair. Fortunately, Fay hired fifth-generation master plumber Robert Stanley Wells, Bob to all that knew him, to work on the bathroom. While working on the bathroom, they talked and hit it off. He appreciated her strong work ethic and her simple country values of honesty, fairness, and loyalty. She thought he had the most sparkling blue eyes she had ever seen, and he made her laugh despite the fact that she wasn't so sure about him at first, since Bob had lived a much wilder life than anything she was used to. On January the 27th, 1973, they were married. They went through and remodeled the house room by room. When they weren't working on the house, they enjoyed traveling, and Bob loved taking her to all the places she had never been, such as Florida, New Orleans, and Gatlinburg, and many others. She was about to retire so they could travel more, but sadly Bob passed away unexpectedly on February the 2nd, 1998. So she continued to work, and did so until the age of 82, when she retired with 42 years of service. At her retirement, they named the kitchen Fay's Kitchen and hung a large sign over the door that still hangs there today. Fay's final years were spent at home taking care of the house and the yard that she loved so dearly, which earned her the nickname Scrubby Dub because the lawn always looked freshly vacuumed and there was never a speck of dust in the house. Her favorite pastime was feeding the squirrels and the birds and watching them play and chase around the yard. Fay's final request was that she pass in the home she loved so much, and she did so on March the 12th, 2023 at 3 p.m., having her last few days surrounded by family and friends. Goodbye, Fay. We love you, and we will miss you. Visitation will be held on Friday, March the 17th, 2023 at 11 a.m. in the chapel of the Southern Oaks Funeral Home, with a funeral service to begin at 1 p.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow in the Lakeside Memorial Gardens. This audio obituary announcement has been brought to you as a service of Southern Oaks Funeral Home, 2110 West Highway 914, Somerset, Kentucky. Feel free to contact us by calling 679-6257.